Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The famous axiom, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, is perfectly applicable to the current controversy on what to do about illegal aliens. In 1986, Congress passed comprehensive immigration reform, giving amnesty to 3 million people and promising to close our border and punish employers who hired illegal aliens. The 3 million got their amnesty, but the law to close our border and punish employers was never enforced. If we could not trust President Reagan to see that the law was faithfully executed, we surely are not going to trust Bush's promises today. President Bush bragged that we have apprehended and sent home about 6 million people entering America illegally, but he didn't say how many of those 6 million were repeats. The number of illegal aliens in the United States has increased by 5 million since Bush became president. Maybe it would have been more honest to say that he deported 1 million people 6 times. One accident illustrates what is really going on. The illegal alien who drove 100 miles an hour on Interstate 485 on the wrong side of the highway, killing a University of North Carolina co-ed last November, had been returned to Mexico 17 times. Did Bush count him 17 times in his 6 million figure? Bush said, to secure the border effectively, we must reduce the numbers of people trying to sneak across. Well, that's impossible. The Pew Hispanic Center reports that 46% of the population of Mexico would like to live in the United States, and 20% would come illegally if they could. Bush said that businesses cannot verify the legal status of their employees, but on the contrary, the technology is already in place for employers to verify the legality of Social Security numbers. They ought to just go ahead and use it.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts, or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Yay.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
People of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Last week, after the nationwide hearings got started, President Bush alluded to a willingness to negotiate with House Republicans to reinvigorate the stalled illegal immigration reform legislation. Now, as you remember, folks, the president insisted on nothing less than his three-tiered comprehensive reform plan. Border security, guest worker amnesty, and a path to citizenship amnesty. Well, now, it seems that a flash of lightning has hit the president and caused an epiphany, because he is now saying that he is open to, guess what, enforcement first approach that would give us border security before creating his guest worker amnesty program and his path to citizenship amnesty program for illegal aliens. Speaking of the president, White House Director of Legislative Affairs Candy Wolf said, quote, He thinks that this notion that you can have triggers is something we should take a close look at, and we are, end quote. She was referring to the idea that guest worker amnesty and citizenship amnesty would be triggered when specific border goals had been met. The process could take up to 2 years. Sounds good. But we don't want the second two-thirds. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, you Bushites out there, you believers in the president, are saying, wow, look, the president is compromising and trying to make this happen. He's doing the right thing. This is great. He's a great man. House Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma said, quote, the willingness to consider a phased-in situation, that's a pretty big concession from where they were at, speaking of the president. It's a suggestion that they are willing to negotiate, end quote. No, Mr. Cole, they are not willing to negotiate. The White House got slapped in the face over this issue. They got pumped by the House Republicans. The president lost all his clout and all prestige over this issue. He could not make it happen, and it was not going to happen. It is still never going to happen. And he's only bending now because there's no other way for him. The good Republicans and a few Democrats in the House of Representatives have stood firm to a no guest worker amnesty and no path to citizenship amnesty. They have said no. And why have they stood firm? Some, because they're good people, good Americans. People like Tom Tancredo, Steve King, and others, they do the right thing because it is the right thing. But many of those standing firm are doing it because you, the folks, John Q. and Mr. and Mrs. America, have scared the hell out of them and made them do it. Now, we don't care why they're doing it. We just want the right thing. But what I'm making a point of is that some people do it because it's right. Some people are doing it because we have made them do it with our power. You have told them in no uncertain terms that you want enforcement only. And if they, our representatives, vote any other way, we will take their livelihood from them. We will vote them out of office and have them drawing unemployment. We will have them pushing a shopping cart in the street, picking up aluminum cans to make a living. That's what we think of them if they vote against us. You see, folks, we are not going to be bamboozled by the president because now he is willing to, quote, negotiate, unquote. We have been telling him since he became president what we wanted. We never stuttered. We never stumbled. We told him straight up, hey, press, check it out. We want enforcement. We want our laws enforced. We want these people out of our country. We want the workplace to be checked on. We don't want them in our schools. We don't want our hospitals closing. We don't want to press 2 for English. We don't want them in our jails filling up the jails. We don't want these people filling up our nursing homes. We don't want them taking away all of our natural resources like our food stamps and WIC. We don't want them to be killing the air, using up the water. We don't want them here. We want them in their own country where they belong. We have been saying this since day one, and now in his sixth year, he is willing to negotiate. I tell you this, and I say it with a humble heart, don't trust him. Do not trust him. He's holding this carrot out in front of us of border security first only so that he can get his guest worker amnesty and his path to citizenship amnesty later. That's all he's doing, folks. Don't go for the flim-flam. The president has lost on this issue. We have beaten him. We have beaten him badly. The American people have beaten him by going to our politicians and making them understand. And we're going to keep on doing it. And now, finally, the president is waffling. That's right. Not because he wants to, but because he is losing to the House Republicans that we have scared into doing the right thing. We have told them what to do, and now they're telling the president, ain't going to happen, prayers. No, we're not going to do it. And just because we're in your party, you ain't going to punk us and tell us that we have to do this. No, it's the wrong thing, and the American people want just the opposite. Just the opposite from what you want. In an article in the New York Times, Tony Snow, press secretary, says he remains adamant that any bill must address the status of illegal aliens. Now, you hear what he's saying? Now, pay attention to me, folks. Tony Snow is saying that he knows that the president's not going to sign anything, none of this, enforcement first, enforcement only, none of this is going to be signed unless it addresses the people here illegally, the illegal aliens in this country. But, this is the biggest but you ever heard on radio. But one Republican close to the White House who was granted anonymity to discuss internal deliberations, whatever the hell that means, he predicted. Now, this guy predicted. He won't give his name. I don't blame him after making this prediction. He predicted that President Bush would ultimately abandon the idea of a path to citizenship. I will say it again. He predicts that President Bush will ultimately abandon the idea of a path to citizenship. In other words, he will give up the amnesty. And I'm going to tell you why he's going to give it up, because he knows it ain't going to work. It never did work. It's never going to work. We tried in 86. It didn't work then. And he knows. He has put it out there. He's dangling in front of us. He's trying to push it on us. He's trying to flim-flam us. He's used the grift and everything else he can to get us to go for this bunk bill. And we haven't. And guess what? The House of Representatives hasn't either. We are not going for it. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. And we have finally got him to see that. Now he has given up on the amnesty. He is about to give up on it totally, because he knows he can't get it passed. Where do you think that came from? This guy blinked, and you're the ones who threw the dust in his eye. And you need to keep throwing it in his eye. You need to keep him blinking. The president is blinking on his policy, all because you people out there got him to do it. You aren't afraid to do it. You have stood up. I talked to a good friend of mine, Mike. You know what I'm talking about. Talked to a good friend of mine today. He's a quitter. This guy is a quitter. He believes in just carving out a way for yourself in life, and there's nothing you can do. Everything we got going, there's nothing we can do to fix this. That is untrue. We have fixed many of these things, and I love my buddy. He's a good guy, but he doesn't believe in fighting for what you want. And we all have to fight for what we want. We got to stand up to him. I stood up. Many others have stood up. More people are joining every day. And the more of us that stand up to this president of ours, the better it's going to be for all of us and for our children that we leave behind. We can fix this. We have begun to fix it. And we will not quit until it is totally 100% fixed. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion. I love that term, illegal alien. Illegal alien! Ain't no undocumented workers here. Ain't no migrants. Ain't none of that. This is illegal aliens, and we do not use the word immigrant because they are not immigrants. They are illegally in this country. They are aliens, with meaning they're not a member of the American society. So therefore, guess what they are? I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I also want to remind everybody out there that they can no longer hear us on KFNX in Phoenix. We'll tell you a little bit about that at the end of the show. But I want to welcome all the folks tonight at KDW and 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and the RBN Network, all the folks listening all over the country on our many, many RBN stations. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, in a congressional testimony last week, the idiot mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, told the Senate committee that the economy of New York City, and the entire nation for that matter, would collapse if all illegal aliens were deported. Imagine that. The mayor of the biggest city in the country tells us that without the services of thieves, criminals who stole into this country and are attempting to steal the American dream that they have no right to, without them, our great nation would collapse. This man slapped every American worker in the face and told us that our labor was worthless and that illegal aliens were our saviors and we should get down on our knees and thank God that they're here to pick up the slack that that lazy, rotten American worker has let go in this country. He said, quote, although they broke the law by illegally crossing our borders, our city's economy would be a shell of itself if they had not. And it would collapse if they were deported. The same holds true for the nation. End quote. Good Lord, what an idiot. It is amazing to me that a man in such a high position can be so lawless and so anti-American. What he's saying is that the cheap labor in this country is keeping his pockets fat and those pockets of his friends fat. And that's ridiculous. Nothing else matters. Just the money. Nothing matters but the money. He said, quote, members of the House of Representatives want to control the borders, so do all of us. But no wall or army can stop hundreds and thousands of people each year that come here, end quote. Can you believe this? A mayor of the biggest city in our country is saying that we cannot control our borders and that we cannot stop these people. That is outrageous. And it was a slap in the face to every American person who works, and it was a slap in the face to every legal immigrant that comes here and works, saying that they are worthless. Mayor Bloomberg of the city of New York, tonight, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, we have a guest tonight in studio with us. I am happy to say he just ran in, taking off his track shoes right now and settling down because he's out of breath. And we're happy to see him, a guy that I have had the utmost respect for a long time, served as a senator in the state of California. He's a really good guy, and we had him come in tonight because I need help, and I want him to help me. He's the only guy I think that can do it. We've got Mr. Mountjoy. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, really well. Really well.
Try it again.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
I'm doing great.
We got it.
Good. Sounds like you're doing even great.
Oh, we always have fun in here. We get to blow off a little steam, you know. We've got a problem. We've got a sorry, rotten pair of senators in this state.
You got it.
They have run this state into the ground. It seems to me that we need a change of some type to get this broad out of here. Excuse the term, ladies. To get her out of here because she has done everything she can to be against the American people, to be against the people of California. She has fought us on this immigration issue by voting against us every chance she can.
Exactly.
Do you know of anything we can do to get rid of her?
Yeah, you can vote for me in November.
What a coincidence! What a coincidence! We got a guy that wants to be voted for.
There you go.
Tell us why.
Well, why you should vote for me?
Yeah.
A couple things. Because if you're an American and you believe in the United States of America, then you got to vote for me because she's on the opposite side. I mean, she's in the cut-and-run division over there in Iraq. I think no matter if we want to go into Iraq or not to go into Iraq,
we're there. Doesn't matter. You're right.
There's no gift for second place. Secondly, she's totally in favor of open borders.
Oh, man.
Open borders. If you think Bloomberg is bad, and let me tell you, you know about Bloomberg. What he's saying, if you listen to what he's saying we need a slave class.
That's what he wants.
We can't get along without it. Nonsense.
We need to just bring back slavery and be done with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an insult to everybody that's fought in this country, everybody that has died for this country, the people that are here as Americans, you know, and to say, well, we can't get along without slaves.
Unbelievable.
You know, this is nonsense. This is rolling the clock back hundreds of years. I mean, if he listened to himself, he'd have to say, I must be crazy.
I don't think he listens.
Mrs. Feinstein is a disaster. She's worse than Barbara Boxer.
But Senator, why do they keep, and I refer to him as Senator because he was a very good state senator. Why does she keep getting elected? Who's voting for this broad?
Well, here's the facts of life. She's been there for quite some time. She was mayor of San Francisco. People think she's very popular. But see, she's just as bad, if not worse, than Barbara Boxer. She just puts a better face on it.
If that's possible.
She spends more money telling people who she isn't than who she is.
Huh.
That's the truth. She has a worse voting record than Barbara Boxer. You notice she came around the other day. She did vote for the flag-burning resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the last time that came up, she voted against it and even spoke against it. Why is she out there? Because we're gaining ground on her.
And she knows
every day, and she knows it.
And she knows it.
We heard today that she reads our website every day. She's reading the column. She's reading my column about immigration. You know, I wrote the one that says, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Will Rogers, right? Well, it isn't broke, folks. What's broken is our will to impose the laws, enforce the laws.
The ones that are already there. Exactly. We don't need any new ones.
We don't need Congress mucking around in immigration laws. Go out there and enforce what we have. Let's shut that border down, seal it off. Let's start imposing the fines on the employers. Let's dry up the job market. Let the job market go back to Americans that pledge loyalty to America and not to some other foreign country.
And folks, let me tell you this. You know me, I don't endorse anybody. But I'm going to say this. This man has been consistent. What he just said today, he said 10 years ago and 5 years ago and 4 years ago. He has been absolutely consistent on this issue since I met him. He has never waffled. He's never changed. He's not saying these things to get your vote like Chris Cannon went in there and talked against some of his own bills that he had passed, you know, to get back in. No, this man is sincere and he is consistent. That's what you want, a guy that says today what he said 10 years ago.
Exactly. We were. I was the author of 187, and as you know, Bill King, Hal Azzell, a group of Barbara Coe, a bunch of us put that
great
together.
Folks.
And we went across the
state. I was there.
I know you were. You were right there, George Putnam.
I was there.
You, a whole bunch of us. And we warned the people of California. We won. Well, that thing passed in 1994 by over 60% of the vote.
Huge.
Unfortunately, it never got its. This is a myth. People said, I was over in at the Reagan Library today at a political rally. And they were saying to me, well, 187 failed in the courts. No,
it never
got to the court.
And who stopped it? Another broad.
Yes.
Another broad. It's not women. We're not talking about women. We're talking about these two despicable women, Feinstein and right. Marianna Feltzer.
Marianna Feltzer stopped it, and she held it in her court until she got Gray Davis into office.
It was smart.
Gray Davis set it aside. Gray Davis did not present. And for the press to come out and say it failed constitutional tests, it was constitutional. You know it. You worked on it. You know it was constitutional. And they stopped it dead in its tracks.
And, Vic, that thing would have passed the muster in the court.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the court case in Arizona on 200.
Prop 200.
They quoted that 187 was constitutional.
Wow.
It was part of that case. And let me tell you, this state was done a disservice by Bill Lockyer, Attorney General, and Gray Davis. Former, thankfully, recalled governor of this state.
The one thing that we did get out of it was the people got their voice.
Absolutely.
The people spoke. The people were heard, and it went around the world. There would be no Prop 200 if it wouldn't have been a Proposition 187.
Oh, absolutely not.
And the people spoke. They were heard for one time in their life.
Yes.
That's why we love this initiative process.
You know, you've heard about the congressional town hall meeting, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you've heard about that. I went to the one in San Diego. They had a bunch of bureaucrats.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to the people. I stood there all the time. Nothing but bureaucrat after bureaucrat after bureaucrat coming up. And yeah, some of them made good statements. The sheriff from Texas, Laredo, Texas, great guy. I mean, he's doing a job down there. But for the most part, they never heard from the people, except the cheering of the audience. When Dana Rohrabacher and some of our friends in Congress,
Dana's a good guy.
Yeah, he stood up, he gave him a good shot. And
good for him.
But they were really controlled meeting. Now there is a town hall meeting going to occur, you know, on the 15th down in Compton. I'll be there, and that's going to be a real town hall meeting about illegal immigration. And I just wish that some of the congressmen come and hear the real truth, the real people, the people that are living with the illegal immigrants every day of our lives.
We testified in Congress in 1999. I testified in the House of Representatives. They brought real people in that time. They had a school teacher. They had a lady who lost a child to illegal immigration. They had me. They had people who lived on the border. Another guy was a rancher. Another guy was an instructor. All these people who actually had to deal with illegal aliens were there. That's the testimony that should be heard.
Exactly.
The folks, the Mr. and Mrs. America, the guy and the lady who has to endure this. You know, some of us have to endure the violence from them. Some of us have to have our kids in the schools that are being infested by illegal alien children. Some of us have to compete for jobs. When do we get to have a voice? Who speaks for us?
Exactly. Who does speak to it for us? Here's the situation. In schools, teaching in all these different languages, these are not people that come here and pledge allegiance to the United States of America. They're still loyal to their own country. They're not coming here and trying to get into the mainstream. Of course, Bloomberg doesn't want them to, you know. But they're not coming here to mainstream, get into the American culture. They want to bring their own culture with them and then stay loyal, waving their flags of their own country of origin instead of the American flag. That's what we're dealing with here. And coming in and siphoning all the benefits out of the country. And I think it's wrong. I think it's time to stop it. And I think it's time the people in Washington, D.C. hear loud and clear, now's the time. Seal that border off, number one. Number two, do the employer sanctions. And let's get it calmed down. Then maybe we can talk about a Bracero program, but not one where you bring your family here and you have an immediate pathway to citizenship. And when people, and it just drives me crazy when George Bush says, well, they're going to the back of the line.
The back of the line in their country.
Yeah, the back of the line that he's talking about is in America.
Right.
The back of the line is really in their country of origin.
The back of the line is behind the guy in their country of origin who signed up for a visa today.
Exactly.
They got to get behind him.
Exactly. It infuriates me when I hear that said.
We have a disdain on this show for senators. I know there's a couple good ones, but they don't come to mind right quick. The House of Representatives is a different deal.
Yeah.
I got guys there that I would share a foxhole with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need somebody in the Senate of the United States who's going to stand up for the little guy.
Exactly.
And not forget, these are people that we say all the time, they run every 6 years, they got 5 years to thumb their nose at you, and then in the sixth year, guess what? They need your money and your votes. I remember you guys.
Oh,
hey, guys,
oh, yeah.
How you doing? But the other 5 years, they don't remember us, whereas a House guy, he's got to run every other year, so he loves us all the time.
Exactly.
That's what we want from the Senate.
Exactly. And you need somebody on that Senate floor that'll stand up like Tom Tancredo does in the House of Representatives.
What a guy.
And stand there and say, hey, wait a minute, guys, this is wrong. And just tell it like it is. Instead of this man being, you know, they say, oh, well, the gentleman from this county. Well, they're not gentlemen. And most of them are a bunch of dang drunks, you know.
Can you imagine calling Teddy Kennedy
a gentleman?
Come on. Give me a break.
What pub closer?
Yeah. Gentleman Jim Beam. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, I say the same thing with Sheila Jackson Lee, the gentle lady. I look at her and say, where did they get that from, you know?
What? How about Maxine Waters as a gentle lady?
Well, you talk about the Black Caucus. You're hitting close to home with me because I don't like any of them. I went to visit them. My oldest son and I... And a guy I know named Carlos who lives in Washington, D.C., we went to four or five offices of the Congressional Black Caucus. What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Bunch of racist idiots. These are the worst people in the world.
And working against
totally against us. Absolutely.
I know Maxine Waters very well, served with her in the state legislature for a number of years. And let me tell you, she did not represent her people.
Never did. And you know what? She's getting in every 2 years on name recognition and a failure of a better person to come and run against her. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
That's all it is.
Absolutely. I hope someone steps forward really represents the people of L.A.
Well, you're stepping forward for us.
I'm going to represent the people of the state.
Oh, you're going to represent the people of L.A. too, though.
The whole state.
Absolutely.
The whole state.
And as they say, all politics is local. And we expect those who represent us, whether it's from a congressional district or from a state level or from a federal level, we want those people to represent all of us. Every time some guy in Idaho votes in the House of Representatives, he votes for me.
Exactly.
That vote affects me.
Exactly.
Rhode Island, it doesn't matter. That vote affects me. So I demand that they do what the American people want. We have to make them understand it. Mr. Montjoy, can you hang around?
Sure.
Okay, we got a hard break coming up. I got a couple of questions. I
got to be in San Diego at 10 o'clock in the morning, but I'll wait till then.
We're gonna need you about another 5 or 10 minutes after this break.
Anytime. As long as you want.
Armando Navarro, a university professor, is angry about the vote in Mexico. Said he's going to take to the streets of Los Angeles to protest the vote in Mexico. I wish he would worry about this country more. Here he is.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the founding of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino-Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Sapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Terry Anderson Show pen is the real deal. Sleek, refillable, laser engraved with a quote from yours truly. You'll spend all day making sure no one walks away with yours. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the Terry Anderson Show. We talk about the illegal alien invasion. We have Mr. Dick Mountjoy in the studio with us tonight, which is really, 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 really great. But before we get back to him, and we're going to take all your calls, folks. That number is 1-866-875-752. Before we do, want to get a word with our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say? He's from the Capital Gold Group, folks.
Good evening, Terry. How you doing?
Good evening, Jonathan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, very well, thank you. I just want to let your audience know that, you know, had they have listened to me, they would have learned that the gold market has corrected itself. We had a little dip in the action, and I was telling your listeners that get ready for the market to go back up, because with what's going on in North Korea, in Iran, and obviously right now Venezuela, we have a lot of problems that are affecting our dollar and affecting our economy, especially our trade deficit, especially inflation. We're in a very inflation era right now. And one way you can protect yourself from these unforeseeable events, especially political, is to have some gold. It sounds simple, and that's because it is simple.
It is simple.
Gold has been around for thousands of years. It's the only asset that's kept pace with inflation for at least 200 years. Paper money hasn't done that. And as we see more turbulent times ahead, it's very important to have at least 5, 10, maybe even 15% of what you have in paper in solid gold, which you get to hold on to.
And it's nice. It feels good. It's got a nice, smooth feel to the hand, and the sound it makes when you stack them up is unbelievable. Let me tell you something, folks. Jonathan is right. It is a hedge against inflation. It is a hedge against the future. And he's not telling you to put all your money in it. He's telling you to put some of it. Diversify a few dollars and protect yourself. That's the smart way. That's how the rich folks do, folks.
Absolutely. And you know what? If your listeners want to know more, they hear that we're talking about gold, we're talking about diversification. We actually have a gold investment kit. It's normally an $80 value. I'm going to give it away to all the Terry Anderson listeners tonight. All they have to do is pick up the phone, write this number down if you can't get to it, and call us later. But we have representatives standing by right now to get this gold kit out to you. It's absolutely free. Just dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 800-510-9594, or visit us online, www.safeasgold.com. I know, Terry, you give out the number again normally at the end of the show, just in case anybody...
Always do.
But again, this is the time. We have 4 to 5 years in gold. We've had listeners from the show, Terry, that have purchased gold. They've seen their portfolio go up. They've sent us thank you letters. They're very appreciative of the service that they get. So if you're looking for great service, you know that you need gold, we're the people to get it from. Give us a call, 800-510-9594, and tell them Terry Anderson sent you.
And don't sit around till next year and kick yourself because you didn't call this year. That's Jonathan Rose, folks, from the Capital Gold Group, safeasgold.com. The number is 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks, Terry. Keep up the great work.
Take care. All right. There you go. All right. Senator Mountjoy.
I see you got some callers.
Oh, we always get callers. You know, it's really strange. We got a line or two open tonight, but I think everybody's sitting there listening to you. Usually that thing is full at this point in the show. Now watch, they're going to call now. Yeah. They're going to call now. But they're listening to you because...
Well, put them on.
When we have a good guest on, they usually do that. They sit back and listen. What else are you going to attack this lady
on? Let me tell you something. She has been on the wrong side of the moral issues. The same-sex marriage issue, the sanctity of marriage. And you know, Terry, that has disrupted society throughout the country.
Marriage is a man and a woman.
Yes, it is.
End of story.
It certainly is. And family is a husband and a wife. The kids need to grow up in that. And they have come into areas. And this whole culture of anything goes type of thing has absolutely destroyed. And she's been part of that. She's been part of that from the very time she became mayor of San Francisco when she worked for Harvey Milk up there.
Jeez.
You track this lady's record. She has been on the wrong side of the moral issue, and we're going after her on that as and many other issues. She can't, and as those are two issues, just the illegal alien and that issue, she can't, all of her money in the world. I mean, her husband can write her $40 million tomorrow morning, but all the money in the world, she cannot retreat from her stand because it's been so strong.
Well, I remember
in opposition to
I remember another. I remember when she's anti-gun. She doesn't want us to have our Second Amendment rights.
But she carried a gun.
She's carried a 38. This broad's got a 38 in her purse. Give me a break.
Hey.
I'd have to carry a 38.
Yeah.
You
know?
Give me
your gun, but I'm keeping mine,
right.
Baby.
That talk about hypocrisy. That's outrageous. Outrageous.
Yeah.
Give your contact information. We want people to write that down
okay.
Now. We're going to give it again later.
You can look at my website at Senator Mountjoy for Senate, mountjoyforsenate.com, or you can contact me, email Senator Mountjoy at AOL.com. That's SENMTJOY, abbreviated, at AOL.com.
Well, we've got you on our website. We're going to leave it up there until the election.
Good.
We got a picture of you.
Good.
It's not really that flattering, but
well,
I'm only kidding.
Why don't you airbrush it a little, baby?
We'll work on it. No, we got your picture. We got a select few guys up there that we support. Not endorsement, but people who speak our language.
Good. And
we allow the people to make their own mind up on who they're going to vote for.
And that's important.
Yeah.
I think people need to look at both candidates. They look at
Absolutely.
Need to look at the record there. And if they look at my website, they'll find years.
It's,
of when I had to. I go against my own party. When I had to go against my own party on MTBE When 187, as an example, I was told by our party leadership, do not bring that up on the floor of the assembly.
Can you
I brought
that?
It up 29 times,
good
as you know.
You. Good for
and
you.
And finally, we went to the ballot with it. And sometimes when things are right, you left politics behind.
And you were right and they were wrong.
Absolutely.
You were right and they were wrong.
Absolutely.
That is important. That is absolutely important that we do that. And the thing that gets me about this party, it's not just the... If you listen to the show, people will tell you, I'm hard on the Republicans, man. I'm hard. I beat them up every week. Why? The Democrats suck. I wouldn't have anything to do with the Democratic Party. I mean, they're just horrible. But I expect more from the Republicans.
Absolutely.
And when you expect more from somebody, you're harder on them. It's like your own kids. You don't care how the guy down the street kids act, but you want your own kids. You're going to beat your kids. You're going to make
exactly.
them do whatever it takes. You know what I mean? So I'm hard. I'm a conservative. I want the Republican Party to do the right thing. And lately, Dick, they haven't been doing it. They haven't been doing it.
I've been out speaking across this state, and I've been saying this. When Republicans start acting like Republicans, they're going to win. And they're going to win the conservative Democrats. They're going to win the moral Democrats. They're going to win the Democrats
right.
that are with us. Ronald Reagan didn't go down and pander to these people. He didn't go down to La Raza. He didn't go to all these places. He stood for what he believed in. And he brought the Democrats, what we used to call the
Reagan Democrats.
Remember?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they're conservative Democrats. They're Democrats that will listen. And when you stand your ground, but when you go and pander to every group, you go down to the Log Cabin Club, you go here, you go there, you know, I mean, come on. These people, you're not fooling anybody.
And you change your message at every different speech you give.
Yes, right.
See, I give the same. I give a lot of speeches, and my speech is the same everywhere we go. You know what I mean?
I do the same thing. I don't change the text.
You shouldn't.
I never make up a speech.
It should be universal.
You know, I've never written a speech.
I have never
given a written speech.
I don't either.
I just talk about things I know and things I believe, and that's how I do it. And I just don't believe in having somebody write a speech. Now, I'm going to give it because it isn't my thoughts, and it isn't my way of saying it.
Let's go to Tony, calling from Orange County. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Hi, Dick. Yeah, my question, Dick, is that I know, you know, the business is it's the most direct way to get illegals out of this country. But, I mean, having the backbone to do it, what would be your plan or your method of operation for pulling something like that off?
Well, I just believe that we need to force our bureaucrats to start enforcing the law. I believe that you need to go in and say, when you say to an employer, and they said this in 86, remember they came out with what we called an I-9 report. And if you were an honest guy, you filled out the report. And that I-9 says, I'm not hiring anybody illegal. Here's the guy that I have. Here's the documents I've checked. You need to go back in and start enforcing that law. It won't take many times before the employer
word gets around.
I'll tell you another thing that came up just a week ago. What about asset forfeiture for those that break that law?
We preach
like
that here.
I agree with that.
Like we do the drug
just
deal.
Just like the drug. We preach that one here.
And you know how quick that would dry up the job market? And these jobs then could go to people that really want them.
And Tony and Dick, you don't have to do it to every employer. You do it to 3 or 4, and you've done it to 103 or 4 because the word travels.
Absolutely.
I hope we could do it.
Well, Tony,
let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was that a straight enough answer for you?
Yes, it was.
Okay,
I said, Terry, just go after 3 or 4 of them, and then the rest will fall.
You got
all right, Tony, thanks for the call, buddy. The reason I ask him that question, with politicians, and you have been one, and you're going to be another one, there's always the duck and dodge, and they don't just, you know, how are you going to vote on this? I'm going to vote no. What are you going to do on this issue? I'm going to fight that issue. I mean, give a straight answer,
exactly.
And people love you. But most of them, well, you know, it's a complicated deal.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Let me say this. People want a straight answer. And when you ask the question and they hear your answer, they want to be satisfied
exactly.
that was an answer.
32 years in public office. One thing they've always said about me, I'm direct.
Well, that's what
if somebody says, oh, well, that's a very complex problem. That means they don't want to tell you what they think.
Well,
I would
totally agree.
You know?
And it's always been a problem with politicians, and they've got that rep. Same thing with lawyers. Let's go to Luca, calling from Apple Valley, California. Luca, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry.
Hey, buddy.
Listen, very good. I have a straight point here, and also I would like to have an answer from our gentleman, our guest. The point is this. We have here the NRA, the National Rifle Association,
right.
That pretty much now I found out on their website, NRA.org, that they are selling us out to the illegal aliens. Let me tell you why. They created a website in Spanish only. Yes, correct. They are pandering the illegals, and they are pandering a specific ethnic group. the typical chosen race. I am very mad for two reasons. First, as a new American that I'm still improving my English, I found very offensive and racist that they are just putting a website in one language only. By the way, this is sarcastic because we don't need many languages. Because somebody, if you want to join the NRA...
We need one.
That means that they can speak English,
yeah,
and you can somehow understand the Constitution. So you do the website in English only. I talk to them over the phone, and pretty much they don't care so much. I really need your help, and I need the help of your guest.
Well, they'll hear from me.
I want everybody call. I just stopped my money of my lifetime, my life membership. I say, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. I respect you and I love you, but at this point, this is need to stop. And everybody needs to call tomorrow, please. And this is the 800 number that you can call directly in Virginia and tell them that if you are a member, you're going to stop the support because what they're doing is wrong. They're selling us out, even them.
Give us a number, Luca.
800-672-3888. I repeat, 800-672-3888. Be polite, but be straight because we need to stop this invasion. And Mr. Montoji, please, we need your help too. You can somehow show the example. Call.
I'm a lifetime member.
All right,
member.
Luca, thanks, buddy.
I'm a lifetime member of NRA.
So am I.
And they'll get a call from me tomorrow. I didn't know this was occurring.
Yeah,
but when you agree that you're going to have people speaking in another language other than English, that means they're not loyal to this country and
That's
not
right.
going to be loyal to the organization. I think it's nonsense. I think you're exactly right. You're right on target.
And we're talking about people buying guns.
Yes.
This is the gun-buying public. You want the gun-buying public to be like the Tower of Babel? Give me a break. We need to speak to each other. This is outrageous.
And people, they need to understand. This is, you know, Sam Hayakawa got it right in the early 1980s.
What binds us together.
English. Is the English language, and that's what binds people
right.
together. And you're exactly right. You learn to speak English, you mainstream. We want to bring people up in America. We don't want to keep them down, and we want them speaking English. And for them to go into this all Spanish, I just think that wrong. I will look it up on their website, and I will read it, and they're going to get a call from me.
Let's go to Lynn, calling from Los Angeles, California. Lynn, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi there. Yes, I'm a first-time caller, and I want to thank you so much for being on the air.
You're very welcome, Lynn. Thank you.
There are two pertinent things that were brought up earlier this hour, Prop 187 and then the term hypocrisy. And I wanted to bring an experience I had, I'm sure a lot of people have this experience, but it relates to Prop 187 because they're claiming that's unconstitutional, whoever was at the front of that. And I see the constitutional right of American citizens for freedom of speech being eroded because you can't even bring up the topic of even in a very straight, matter-of-fact way.
That's a good point, Lynn.
Without being called a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened to me was I was in a store here in Los Angeles. I don't know if I can say the name, but it's a major big corporation.
Say it.
Target.
There you go.
Okay, and I was in line. Now, the topic that I'd like to just bring up is that...
Not much time, Lynn.
Okay, customer service has gone down the tubes. And basically what happened was I had made... I was talking to somebody in line, was waiting at the store, and when these two Mexican girls, who I'm pretty sure were illegal, but I, you know, not... No, for 100%. They heard me make a statement that was very matter of fact, and they refused me service.
Mm.
I took it to the manager
Good.
Of the store, who was a white lady, and she sided with them because I made just a statement about how a lot of corporations are hiring
illegal immigrants. Lynn, are you white?
Yes.
Oh, that was your problem right there.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, come on, you should have told us that in the beginning. We could have ended the conversation. You're white. Give me a break.
Well,
what do you expect?
I don't know. Do you think that has to do with this?
I think it does, Lynn. And Lynn, I gotta go. I gotta try to get to everybody. But let me just say this. You know, today we are living in a society full of what we call the PCBS. And the PCBS raises its head every now and then, more now than it used to. And these people are the chosen people. Now, we're not against Hispanic people. We have a lot of good Americans who are Hispanic. We're
right.
talking about these newly arrived people who are out here doing us wrong, talking against us, and are basically taking over our society and have no loyalty and no allegiance to this country. And yes, I would assume your race did have something to do with
it. And remember, 187 passed in almost every Hispanic community
in the state. That's right.
So
they won't tell you that one.
The people that are American citizens that have fought for this country from Hispanic descent,
that's right,
they are Americans, and they resent this influx of illegals.
They are angrier, Dick, than anybody else
absolutely.
Is because it comes to their neighborhood first. Lynn, thank you very much. Call me again.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, let's go to Johnny calling from Austin, Texas. Johnny, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Thank you, gentlemen. I just want to tell you a little bit about my battles with the illegal aliens here in our neighborhood in Apache Shores right outside of Lakeway, Texas. I've turned in the local illegals that come around mowing the yards. I've turned them into ICE. I've turned them in to the local sheriff, which lives just a half a mile away. Their shop is a half a mile away. Nothing has been done. Months have gone by. I've broadcast this on Infowars.com, on Alex Jones' show. I'm broadcasting it again. We're trying to fight these people, but the feds and the sheriffs are not doing a damn thing about it. They're ignoring us, and I'm sick of it. And I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep screaming.
Good for you.
Until we get some action to
good
get these illegals out of here.
You need to,
good
you
for
need
you.
To get the sheriff out of Laredo.
Good for you, Johnny. Thanks for the call, buddy.
The sheriff down in Laredo is a tough dude.
He's a tough one.
I mean, he's turning that city around the tough way. You need more guys like him, I'll tell you.
All right, let's go to Nelson calling from Whittier, California. Nelson, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I know that, Terry. I've been special ed teacher for 20 years. I called you last week. I've called you lots of times. Anyway, I have a new aide for the summer from Lebanon. She came here legally. She speaks five languages. I'll tell you something. She gets really pissed off when she sees a Mexican flag because she says, if you don't like it in this country, get the hell out of
here. And she's an immigrant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she's here legally. Second of all, is this an email from one of my emails went to one of my former Hispanic aides, and it was said, "Dear Mr. Bush." Now maybe a lot of people have seen this email. It says, "I'm moving to Mexico. This way, I can get free education. I could get free medical, free this, free that." I was charged with sexual harassment by that, and that is put in my folder. I'm looking for an attorney to sue, and if anybody has any contact, call me at 562-696-3523.
All right, Nelson, thanks for the call.
Another thing I wanted to say,
Nelson,
sir,
if
you don't speak Spanish, you're not going to get a job in the public education.
Not only public education, at Jack in the Box. Thanks for the call, Nelson. Good luck, buddy. Let's go to Mel calling from Glendale, California. Mel, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Senator Mountjoy, nice to hear you.
Hey.
You know, I guess you're both aware, and I've probably said this before, and others have too, but in the state of California, which recognizes the U.S. Constitution as being the supreme law of the land, it also says the official language of the state of California, Article 3, Section 6B, English,
yes,
is the official language of the state of California.
That's true. That was done by Sam Hayakawa in 1981, I believe.
He understood.
Yeah, Sam Hayakawa was ahead of his time.
Absolutely.
And he knew it. He knew that the common language bound people together. However, In that initiative, they said the state legislature had to take action to put that into play. The liberals that control the state legislature never did it.
Oh, so that's why.
That's why.
But it gives anybody...
It was statutory.
Oh, I see.
Thanks.
It doesn't say anybody who's a resident of doing business in the state of California has standing, but who has the money?
There you go.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
Mel.
You.
Take care, buddy. Let's go to Norman calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Norm, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Senator, I'm making it real short and sweet. I am sick and tired of every time I go to every Walmart in Las Vegas and on a closed-circuit TV network where they do advertisement.
Right.
80% of it, at least 80% of it, is in Spanish. And it's just like, I feel like I'm just so outraged, I can't even describe it.
Well, you know what? I hear the same complaint from a lot of people, and it's a huge problem here in L.A. It's a huge problem in Phoenix and places like Vegas, and now the Carolinas and Virginia and Georgia. It's a huge problem everywhere now. These people like Walmart and Target and these others are, and one of the biggest people that are against us on this issue is Home Depot. I mean, just horrible the way they are hispandering to these people because of their race. Most good American Hispanics, they're not interested in that. They all speak English, and they want to do the right thing and be for America. But they are trying to chase a vote, a dollar, or something of a person who is not supposed to be in this country, and they are pandering to them based on their race, which is un-American.
Exactly.
Great show tonight, Terry.
Thanks, Norman. I appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
And you had a great guest.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. The callers...
No, I just want to...
I'll tell you what I did. You remember the May 1st? The
marches?
Thing? Yeah, March.
Yeah.
Well, I went around to every restaurant that I frequent, quite a few of them. Everyone that closed that day, I went back in a couple days later and said, I'll never be back because you closed on that day.
Good
that
for
was
you.
An anti-American march, raising the Hispanic flag. There was no excuse in it.
Good for
and
you.
And I don't frequent those places.
That's called activism.
Absolutely. And
I
tell you, they'll never see me again.
Good for you. And a lot of them stayed open, too. And those are the
a
ones.
A lot of them stayed open.
They should get our money.
Those are the folks that, and it had nothing to do with who they were or what they were. But if they close in honor of that day, they don't see me anymore.
Well, I totally agree. Let's go to Jim calling from Laguna Hills. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, I got a couple things on my mind. What is first of all, what is up with Chris Simcox and his border fence project?
I don't know. I haven't talked to Chris about it.
Okay.
They've been raising money for it.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, but this border fence project thing that he's doing, it's kind of... it's like a big question mark there, you know.
Well, I don't know.
No, they're raising money, and as they get the money in, they're going ahead with the fence on private property. That's where they have to build it.
Okay.
Some of it was torn down, about 300 feet of it or so. But they're moving ahead with that project.
Okay. And then, second of all, what are the chances the Senate amnesty is going to pass through the House of Reps?
I say it's not going to pass. That's my opinion.
Yeah. If it did, then
thanks for the call, Jim.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think it's going to pass. We got to go. Time's up. Boy, it goes real quick. Dick Mountjoy, thanks for coming in. Give out that contact information real quick.
If you want my website, it's mountjoyforsenate.com. And if you want to contact us by email, it's Senator Mountjoy, SENMTJOY, at AOL.com.
I want to thank you for coming in, and Peggy for coming with you. And I want to tell you something. We need a leader. We need somebody that's going to be for us, somebody that's not going to forget who we are when they get there. We want somebody that we can stay in contact with, that we can reach out and touch when we have something to say. We have never had that in the Senate, or at least not lately. We had it with you when you were in office,
absolutely.
And we're going to have it again on a national level with you. We wish you the best. We're going to have you on from time to time. We want to know how it's going. This is an important race, folks. This broad needs to be knocked off. She needs to be put out of office, and she needs to go now.
You'll find out that I'm not afraid to stand up on the floor and say it in plain English and not beat around the bush.
That's what we want. Don't forget our sponsor, folks, Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. And in just this 1 week, headlines reveal that we are a nation in crisis. North Korea fires missiles. Fed stop terrorists plot in New York. And Bush fails to secure the border. How are Americans dealing with this crisis? If you want to know, stick around for my good friend Loris Rascala Live coming on right after me. Don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress Auto Mile, Camelback, and 22nd Avenue in Phoenix, immigrationbuzz.com. We are no longer on KFNX. They dealt us a hard one. They are some rough folks down there, folks. We'll tell you about it next week. We ran out of time. Thanks, Mike Reed, for engineering. Les Blinkhorn, for taking your calls. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.